Blog Talk Radio.
Distorted thoughts, messing with the brain, messing up the game, giving up props to rappers who are lame, they should stay in their lane. I don't really know where it all went bad, no time spent with a pen in the past. I'm like old as dead and twice as rad, I know it makes them mad. I ain't trying to start no problems or no drama with these younger dudes, but I was rapping at the same time with some pushy Rubik's Cube. Try 26, let's play some super breakout. Now these rappers fake as hell get served like Chinese takeout. Your fortune cookies has improved your craft. Every rhyme you wrote is a rough draft. It's kind of embarrassing, hip-hop got ruined by Americans. Cause overseas they don't play all that okey-doke and okey-poke. All we talk about is slang and crack and how the pistol smoke. Not I, said the fly guy, gonna keep a P.I. They in my B.I. But I was doing this when they was D.I. And I don't really care about the luxuries they're rich as smart. I ain't hating, man, this industry has got distorted thoughts.
People having these thoughts of distortion. Rappers don't deserve the props, not a portion. They stole hip-hop and this is like extortion. I'm not hating, blowing things out of proportion. People having these thoughts of distortion. Rappers don't deserve the props, not a portion. They stole hip-hop and this is like extortion. I put the records in a pile of stop torching.
Shooting for the center of a trash barrel. Only cause I'm tired of all this nonsense and bright apparel. They do it for dinero, and plus it's trendy. But see, it just offends me. To me, it's all played out like Spuds McKenzie. I think I'd rather hear a dog up in the cypher instead of these mumble mouths who run around all acting hyper. Circus freaks really ain't equipped to rep these streets. Rapping over trashy trap beats, I do this for the back street. They need to run some track meets so they can catch up like the Heinz fam. Have them arrested and convicted for this rhyme scam. I'm kind of furious, I was just going on, I'm curious. Don't know how they last mysterious, their followers are delirious. But I guess if they like it, I should love it because I get some shine from all the people seeking hip-hop that is genuine. And I don't care about the luxuries their riches bought. I ain't hating, man, this industry has got distorted thoughts.
People having these thoughts of distortion. Rappers don't deserve the props, not a portion. They stole hip-hop and this is like extortion. I'm not hating, blowing things out of proportion. People having these thoughts of distortion. Rappers don't deserve the props, not a portion. They stole hip-hop and this is like extortion. I put the records in a pile and start torching. Boom!
Cyber World, welcome to another half-hour fact and fun-filled edition of one of the most authentic internet radio shows that is broadcasted via the internet every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is Thief Dog Records Radio, TDR Radio, with your host. He's a little off-center, but you gotta love him. 30-year hip. I'm talking about myself in third person. Kind of ridiculous. 30-year hip-hop veteran underground, TDHP, Thief to High Priest is in the building, and that's me, and good evening. How you doing? How's it going? Happy Memorial Day weekend. You all set? Got your ribs ready? Got that chicken? Flying steak. One of my guy's dads used to call it flying steak, man. Beautiful. One of my co-workers, one of my old telemarketing co-workers, Mr. Michael Enoch. Boy, that's flying steak. Gotta love it. Yes, sir. I'm trying something a little different tomorrow. Different kind of barbecue sauce. It was on sale. Sweet Baby Ray's Cola Q. I don't know. I'm reading kind of some mixed reviews on this. I'm going to keep you posted on this one. Starting off, top of the hour, it's the sounds of yours truly and distorted thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Brand new. Just made it this morning. Ah, Fred, oh, it's hot. Don't touch it. Watch. Careful with your earlobe, man. You know what I'm saying? Might burn it. Might singe it. You know what I'm saying? Produced by Q the Beat Boy. Got to give it up to my guy, man, fellow Milwaukee. Now, this producer, incredible, man. If you hear the quality there, I told him this morning, man, industry standard, as good as anybody in the business. And, you know, man, he hooked up a track with the classic. I mean, you know, I'm a classic rock and roll kind of dude. Most of you already know that. Sampled the classic Van Halen Ain't Talking About Love, and he named the beat Distorted Thoughts, so I played off that and was like, you know, this industry's kind of distorted, man, the way people kind of just give a lot of credit to some of these. You know, I'm not hating, but, you know, it is what it is, man. A lot of people would agree with me, so, you know, thank you for listening. Join me on SoundCloud, Thief DA, like District Attorney High Priest, as I added, actually it was a different song, but filled up my fourth SoundCloud page yesterday, and I have five SoundCloud pages. One has a half hour left, 14 and a half hours of music. This is serious. This ain't no hobby, man. That's for the stamp collectors and the model builders. You know what I'm saying? This is a passion. Joining me tonight, calling in from North Carolina, longtime associate, friend, co-collaborator, and just a good dude. MC One Line is in the house. We're going to have some Brenner tonight. You know, a little breakfast at dinner time is hip-hop for breakfast. In the nighttime, because it's the right time. Man, you know what? Oh, my goodness. Another monumental passing of an icon. Last week, I talked about B.B. King. This week, man, this is unfortunate. Louis Johnson, founding member of funk band The Brothers Johnson, and an in-demand bassist who appeared on Michael Jackson's Billie Jean and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, died on Thursday, May 21st. He was 60. The Los Angeles-based Brothers Johnson, a group featuring Louis and his brother George, got their start backing up Quincy Jones before releasing their acclaimed Jones-produced debut LP, Look Out for Number One, back in 1976. Over the next 5 years, the Brothers Johnson racked up three number one hits on the R&B charts, 1976's I'll Be Good to You, their 1977 cover of Shuggie Otis's Strawberry Letter 23, and the 1980 smash Stomp. Their rendition of Strawberry Letter 23 was later featured prominently in Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown. The Brothers Johnson's 1980 album Light Up the Night, featuring This Had to Be, co-written by Michael Jackson and featuring the King of Pop on background vocals, ascended to the top of the R&B album charts. You know, after the brothers parted ways in the early 80s to pursue solo careers, Louis became known for his bass playing prowess. Johnson is also credited with creating the bass line from Michael McDonald's hit version of Lieber and Strollers. I keep forgetting. I didn't know that was a cover, actually. And, you know, as the news of Johnson's death spread, hip-hop artists, funk legends, and bassists inspired by Mr. Thunder Thumb showed love on social media. And, you know, again, very unfortunate passing. Rest in peace. Our condolences go out to his brother at this time. And just, you know, funk fans and hip-hop fans everywhere, man. You know, one of the major bass players of our era has crossed over. So, yeah, man, that was some unfortunate news to hear. Again, calling me this evening, calling in from North Carolina. My cursor is a little froze here. This is, hello. Bear with me. Technical difficulties. This is the fun of live. Here we go. All right, kids, the fun of live radio had a little error there in the system. Again, calling in from North Carolina, he's been patiently waiting. He is that dude. MC One Line is in the house. What it do?
Hey, greetings and eternal gratitude to all friends, family, fans. A big rest in peace to the legendary B.B. King and Louis Johnson, Brothers Johnson, grew up with them, Strawberry Letter 23, Stomp, you name it. Condolences out to all their families, you know what I mean? Just want to say Speak the High Priest, I heard the latest joint you did with Tony Tone and, like, man, world watch out. That's all I want to say.
Thank you, sir. Thank you kindly. You know, I'm just saying, I'm doing so much. I did 3 songs this weekend. That's another one I did. Shout out to Tony Tone from Germany. Thanks for lacing me that hot track, man. So appreciate your feedback on that piece of sonic work there, sir.
I just had to mention that, Priest. Just want to say a big shout out to all the people involved with the current projects that have been done and the current projects that are on deck, the producers, the MCs involved. Really grateful to all the people around the globe who keep us inspired, you know, from the fans to the musicians who keep the inspiration of the beats that get the lyrics formulated. You know, eternal gratitude to those people, man. Big ups to, like, the Ronin Monks, the Zulu Nation, Homie the Clown, Chris Juan 2. Those are people in the UK. They, you know, while we're sleeping, they're getting up in the morning, and they are promoting, the Unity Through Music team. While we sleep, we're getting that all day, radio play in the UK. So, big shouts out to those cats in the UK. Joker Stock Fluke Beat, newly acquired acquaintance / friend, Freshman London. He reached out to me, asked me to bless a beat, and he put it on blast. He tagged it with a Bismarcky sample, which blew me away. And since then, he's recently sent another beat, which has already been constructed, which will feature, myself, MC Oneline, and Porter Rock. We are the Blade Theory team. Well, at least 2 members. We blessed the track. Met some cats on YouTube. Up North Fellas, and their Up North Beats instrumentals. We blessed a track, which we labeled Blade Theory. You may hear that later in the show. Provided Thief got the track on time.
Oh, yes, sir. Uploaded. Locked and loaded. Locked and loaded.
Nice. to all my producer brothers out there, MH and Backbeats, Verb from Arizona. Right now, Verb's invisible, but, yo, love that cat to the end, you know what I'm saying? Been doing a lot of work with Porter Rock. We talk almost on a daily basis, collabing, putting ideas together. Q-Monster Dawn, Len Funk, Keepers of the Funk, I have a track working with them. DJ Sunny from Scotland has resurfaced, and there's a track under construction with him. There's also a newly found acquaintance / producer, the Merchant of Death, sent some masterpiece beats. So there is, like, so much on deck. There's a track with Foreman Ness with Black Soul Records coming out of Bogota, Colombia. That's going to be under release soon, which will feature myself, Porter Rock, and Foreman Ness. There's also La Contraseña, who is another Latino connection. The cat has flame, so we're starting to incorporate some bilingual aspects to some of the new projects on deck, and I have the Black Soul Records. I have Porter Rock, a lot to thank for that. I have the Ronin Monks. Shinobi Kush is going to be involved on a few of these projects. We go back to the Secret Source Volume 1, produced by Tony Tone Germany, which opened up so many connections around the globe, even if one line didn't work with many of the artists after Secret Source Volume 1 was done, they were making connections and keeping the theme of unity through music alive.
A lot of great things going on, obviously, man. I just got to backtrack. I just, you know, I'm familiar with DJ Sonny. I need to re-add him, man. I love you say he's resurfaced. You make him sound like the Loch Ness Monster. I just thought.
Someone
put a quarter at me. What's that now?
DJ Sonny went out to the jungle in Brazil or Peru somewhere. And when he came back with flame. I guess he went out there to clear his head and just reconnect with what is real in life. You know, living in a hut. You know what
that,
I mean?
I was going to say, you were hanging out with some voodoo tribes. That'll probably do it. Hey, of course, joining me tonight, ladies and gentlemen, MC One Line, North Carolina in the house. We're going to get to this Blade Theory track. Everybody check this out. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is the challenge to all entities repping the industry. One Line proceeds with caution, inflicting damage and gaining respect. Every syllable represents a rise in degrees for what it's worth. We share the birth, consonants, and the bars. Times 16, divide the lines and multiply the vibes. See the theories of Einstein unleashed, closing control, mathematics of the lyric delivered with Godspeed, measured within the rules, warming rooms. Please step back as the heat intensifies. Pens move, blank pages occupied by ink, active minds come alive, leveling ground, reversing the vortex. Scientists collabing with the specialists, engineering the words, forming documents beyond control, broken neck. Scientists collabing with the specialists, engineering the words, forming documents beyond control, broken neck.
Yeah. Corrupt camp collision, switchblade position, cyber squad confusion, terminate grenade use. Oblivious, amphibious, treacherous, broken shackles of torment, and strike 40 bandits like Gambit. Terror on the interstate, integrate the minivan with the missing plates. Infiltrate, transporters, enemy of the state, killer assassins, double barrel bunker brigade, the blast severe, splash, espionage, Silent Hill sergeant, suppression, underwater sensors, cameras, posted rooftops, disguised. Gargoyles, ozone, the prophet, and turmoil. In the valley of the dead soldier spoil. Cerebral scenario, contamination, shots, cipher glass bullets, inflection, detonation, advance, eradication of the urban civilian rebellion, script training sessions, detonations, artifacts of the faith, poison in the city, radiation, Blade Theory, yeah. Blade Theory, we come with the asphalt creation.
Corrupt camp collision, switchblade position, cyber squad confusion, terminate grenade fusion, mercenary doctrine.
It took 35 years and 35 tears. What, Mike? A whole box of blood and some beers. Now I'm standing here looking at myself in the mirror. I am hip-hop motherfucker. The god has appeared on the anchor of the track. Verb holds shit down like a fat bitch weighing over 300 pounds. I'm a passive-aggressive alpha fucking male. Bang beats at these bars like I was locked up in jail. Hail Mary. Yo, come quick, Z, and some drama gonna start, you stay fucking with me. I'm a G with no remorse, survival of the fit. Let nature take course and see who's left, yo, I will spit on your grave. To the day that my eyes close, murk your whole squad with this deadly street convo, pronto. You fucking with three head honchos, nasty on the track like your girl fuck Sancho.
Bang, bang, things won't ever be the same. Listen to our theory, cut you with our blade. In the land of the insane, evil and the wicked, we combine as one entity to battle any spirit.
Bang, bang, things won't ever be the same. Listen to our theory, cut you with our blade. In the land of the insane, evil and the wicked, we combine as one entity to battle any spirit.
Bang, bang, yeah. Bang, 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 MC One Line for the rock. Bird from Arizona. Bang, 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 motherfucker. motherfuckers. All day, yeah. Get you some. A nice plate of bang bang. Things will never be the same.
MC One Line, Porter Rock, and the very passive aggressive bird from Arizona. That's Blade Theory. You are in tune to TDR Radio with Thief to High Priest and my special guest, MC One Line. Real quick, got to give a shout out to the best followers on the internet. My people, my Facebook fam, man, got to give a shout-out to everybody that shows love online. Make sure that you join me, David Priest Bennett, with one T, and please like the Thief to High Priest page as well. One Line, nice track, man. That was a great collab. I like how that was going down, homie.
Thanks a lot, Priest. I talked with Porter Rock on that concept. That beat, by the way, was produced by Up North Fellas, a.k.a. Up North Beats Instrumentals. I collabed with Porter Rock on the idea. I said, man, let's do a track with three different hooks on it. I don't know if anybody noticed that, but after each verse, there was a different hook. So anyone thinking the next two MCs were going to repeat the same hook as in the, you know, as it was in the first verse, sorry. It was three different hooks, and that came out pretty much the way we anticipated. And to this day, I still play that track on occasion. And, you know, like they say, from one idea stems another. So, you know, we'll hear some more tracks like that where, you know, there'll be three verses and there'll be three different hooks. Or three verses, two different hooks, you know, but... we liked the way, and that was the first experiment, and that came out great. And I love the flavor of that track, and it wouldn't have been possible without the MCs involved. Verb, he jumped on it right away. I was in, like, the waiting room waiting for a track to be born, and I heard from Porter Rock, and he said, man, you're not going to believe what Verb did on the anchor. I was like, oh, wow, you know. And he sent me a test, and I was just blown away. And I was just real impressed with that track. And I sent, like, eternal props to Up North Fellas. These cats are, like, I think in Philadelphia somewhere, New England. And I'm still in contact with them today, and they've gotten, like, tremendous feedback, you know, from their fan/friend base. And it was just a great concept, and we'll see more of that. MH and Backbeats has been quiet. You know, we've got a million tracks together, but be on the lookout. They are going to hit us with a banger, and, you know, the Blade Theory team, we are on standby. I'm going to try and get Dark Energy involved again. You know, he's been spending time with his family. You know, we've got a million tracks together. But I want to get Dark Energy, a.k.a. Divine of the Ronin Monks, back into the Blade Theory circle. I can't wait to hear the collab with Beat the High Priest in One Line. Won't be the first one. I'm in the waiting room. You know, I already sent vocals. You've sent vocals, you know, and I just can't wait to hear that track. Any other questions?
I was just saying, I was looking forward to that. Verb kind of, you know, God bless him. He went MIA. He, you know, he hit the eject button somewhere along the line, but he'll be back, I'm sure. And, you know, I like that track a lot. And just, he's a good guy. I just think, you know, I'll just keep it real. He's so hard on himself, and I think he's a very talented guy. And Verb, if you're listening, we love you and we miss you, big guy, and you're very talented. So come back, man. Resurface like our boy DJ Sonny. We need you here. That's all I'm going to say.
Exactly. You know, Verb is an action word. You know?
Right. That's what's happening.
No, hip-hop,
look, little school. schoolhouse rock, a little schoolhouse rock throwback there, man. So yeah, beautiful, man. Great. And real quick, we got a couple minutes left, and we're gonna go into your second track here. But where's Porter Rock from, man? Good, seems like a good guy. He's on my list. He's been pretty. He's been following what I'm doing. Where's Porter Rock from?
Porter Rock resides in Utah, but he's been, you know, to New York City and everywhere else, UNC. He's not only an MC, but he is a graph king, a graffiti artist.
Nice.
A graphic. So he's been around breakdancers. He's been out in the night. So he is like a direct connection to hip-hop. You know, he is in our age bracket. I'm not going to put any numbers out there, but he's in our age like 33, you know. But
that's a good, you know, man, that's really the cutoff, like 30, like, you know, man, early 30s, I mean, just as far as, like, being a part of our generation, our era, and someone that has experienced it, they were like, you know, they were kids. You know, they were kids when we were, like, a little bit older when the whole golden era thing was going on, man. So that's a good, you know, that's still a good time to, that's still a good age, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, there's not a bad age for hip-hop. I mean, there is some good hip-hop being made, and I do know some younger cats that are, you know, they're knowledgeable about, you know, quality hip-hop. But it's just, you know, man, a lot of cats in their early 20s, man, I've said that the golden era was kind of like you had to be there to really experience how magical it was. So if you, you know, you can read about it, you might hear about it, but some it's like mythological. It's just like, you know, the lion, the wolf, and the wardrobe or whatever the hell that is. You know what I'm saying? It's just if you weren't there, you just don't, you don't know what it was like walking through that closet and getting to the other side and seeing everything going on in action. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been tuned in to TDR Radio. My special guest, MC One Line. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Appreciate it. We're out of here tonight with your track, Different Kind, with featuring Dramatic. Any final words for the listeners, sir?
I just want to say that the Blade Theory, Running Monks, Zulu Nation team, we all could have been filthy rich had we made that sellout track. And we refused to do that. We refused to conform because hip-hop is from the heart. And it's not about the dollar bill. Because when it evolved, it was not surrounded with the aura of millions of dollars. It was surrounded by realness and heart.
That's what's up, man. We keep it gully. We are mashing for the passion, and that's how we do it. Again, you've been tuned in to TDR Radio. I'm Thief the High Priest, again wishing you a safe and blessed Memorial Day weekend, what's left of it. Join me next week
Thanks
for more
for
fun and good times. Again, always a pleasure, and you know the door is wide open for you, so you'll be back. You're like Frosty. You'll be back again someday. Again, in parting, ladies and gentlemen. What's that?
We're doing another show tomorrow.
Well, God bless you. That's right. I'll catch you in between chicken breast flips for here, man. Ladies and gentlemen, in parting, we always wish you good night, God bless, and whatever you do, don't stop the music.
Good night.
Break down and rearrange oppositional defense. The tides come and go. True hip hop. rock and roll. Poets blend in with instrumentals, original. Big respect and love to the unseen.
A different kind of rapper language that I am playing. A different kind of rapper language that I am playing. A different kind of rapper language that I am playing.
On standby, many beats come and go. True heat gets blessed with the flows of the underground originals. Non-fictional is the material, fillable just like cereal, and kill it. Digest and infest the ones blinded by the superficial. Wet tissue, kin group, active issues in the loop. Absorb and realign, stand your ground, refuse to conform. Keep writing, the masses view the vibe and tune to keep the outfit architect. Spread that realness, the guilty confess. Stepping aside and passing the mic to the underground's finest. Private list, exclusive features from the icons. The positive ions, kings and queens inspire. Their verbal fire, lines written and delivered straight from the kitchen. Blade theory, swords that strike with conviction. Distances, footprints, knobs turned, doors open. With freedom of expression, mics burn, minds click, pages turn. Vegas dropping a cause for concern.
A different kind of rapper language that I am saying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying.